Well, Casey, I don't know quite how to start. I know that I miss you and I'm thinking a lot of you. I want to thank you for the great times we had together, and I know that we'll have more great times together whenever I get home. I'm looking forward to our R&R in Hawaii. I know we'll have a lot of fun. I'll just start out by telling you about my trip over and a few of the stops that we had on the way. I guess the hardest part was leaving Lubbock. It was awful hard on me, and I don't know how I can tell you how I felt. I know I had a funny feeling inside. I sat down on the plane in Lubbock by an old woman Marine. She was a retired colonel in the Marine Corps. She had been out 2 years, and she was going to San Francisco for a women's Marine convention. Well, we landed in El Paso and stayed about 10 minutes. I didn't even get off the plane. After we left El Paso, it was about 2 hours, and we landed in L.A. You can't imagine how busy that airport is. I was there about 10 or 15 minutes, and I got a bus over to one of the other terminals so I could fly L.A. Airways out to San Bernardino. Well, we. LA Airways is a helicopter service going out to San Bernardino and Riverside. I got on the helicopter and with all my luggage, and we landed in San Bernardino first, and they lost my sea bag. So I messed around in San Bernardino a while and tried to get my stuff located. I was supposed to be out at Norton Air Force Base at 6 o'clock that night, and they didn't think they could get my sea bag back until about six. So I messed around for a good while trying to get everything straightened out, and I went on out to the Air Force Base and got about 1 or 2 hours of sleep because it, as you know, it had been a few hours since I had slept. Well, after that, I called them again, and they still didn't know anything about my luggage, so they said that they would send the district manager of LA Airways out personally with my sea bag. So I stood around, and about 5 o'clock, well, he finally came in, and he was seemed real happy that he could please all the servicemen that were out there. Well, after my luggage got there, well, we finally got off the ground about 8 o'clock and started for Honolulu. On the way over, it was about an 8-hour trip, and it got pretty tiring, but they served two meals on the way over. We landed in Honolulu and stayed there about 1 hour, and that was where I sent the postcard from. It was night, so we didn't get to see much of the beauty of the country. We left Honolulu, and 4 hours later, well, always actually is about 6 hours later, where we landed in Okinawa. From the airport, we got a bus out to Camp Hansen, and Camp Hansen is the place where this friend I have that I knew in Pensacola, he's a dentist in the Navy. He was there, and we had a real good time together. He took me all around Okinawa, and we went over to the Marine Air Facility. It's called Futima. And went through the PX and looked at all the china and the tape recorders and tuners and all this kind of stuff. I think when I go back through, I'll try to buy some of that stuff. But as you know, we'll just wait on the china until February, and we'll talk about it and probably just wait till I get home. We'll try to get all of that stuff later. I spent 2 days in Okinawa, and we left 4:30 on a Sunday morning to fly to Da Nang. Our plane got off on schedule, and at 7:30, well, we had landed in Da Nang. But I'll have to tell you a real funny thing that happened. When we were about 1 or 2 hours out of Da Nang, well, I looked out the window and saw these flashes of light out in the on the horizon, and I thought it right then that it was really going to be a hard time in Vietnam with all the artillery and all the bombing, all the flashes, but it turned out to be lightning, so it wasn't too exciting after all. It was just getting light as we were coming into Da Nang. You can't imagine the beauty of this country from the air. It's all so green, and the water everywhere sure is a pretty place. From Da Nang, we landed about 7:30, and then about 8:30, I was getting checked out, and that was where I found out that I would be coming to Fubai. From there, we went over to the air terminal, and I spent all day at the air terminal trying to get a plane ride down to Fubai. After 5 or 6 hours of waiting there, we finally got a plane ride out, and we flew down to Fubai. Fubai is actually the best place in Vietnam, I think. It's been 4 or 5 months since they've received any shells, any rockets or mortars on the base. But it's awful sandy around here. It's a pretty white sand, and it rains quite a bit during the year, during the monsoon seasons. And when it does rain, the mud is everywhere. I'll tell you a few things about our hooches. We're pretty lucky in that our hooches are air conditioned. They're insulated throughout. But whenever we do lose electricity, it gets kind of warm in here. Our mamasans are the civilians that come onto the base during the day. They come in about 8 and leave about 4:30. Most people speculate that about 90% of these mamasans are VC sympathizers. I don't know. They're pretty good. They don't speak much English, but every once in a while we catch one of them pilfering around in some of our stuff. I live with some pretty good guys, and enjoying what I'm doing. Actually, it's a real good place to be. It's a lot better than being up at Quang Tri or down at Da Nang, I think. The temperature averages around 100. It's gotten up to 120 a couple of times, and the humidity is so high you can't imagine. I appreciate your day-to-day letters that you fixed up for me after I left. Really made me feel good on the inside. Sounds like you had an interesting trip to Santa Fe, and seeing the Hamby cabin, I hope you didn't tear up your daddy's car on the way up. I can imagine what it would be like in the big car like that, because it was pretty rough in the Jeep. How did you like Holy Ghost Canyon? That's really a pretty place, and I'd like to build a cabin up there sometime. Did you run into Bryce Carrington's grandmother in Las Vegas? I think you knew that she lived there, and she does go to church there, and at the Church of Christ in Las Vegas. It's too bad about the pictures, the way they turned out. I guess with your mother and Sue's artistic ability, they fixed it up pretty good, though. About Mr. Knight calling you about the Lubbock job, I guess he didn't really care too bad that you couldn't spell indefinite. About the packing house, with the tour that you took with Clyde, I'm sure that Clyde would have been glad for you to just say, well, let's turn back, so that he could also turn back. He's a pretty proud man, and he's awful proud of his farm. I'm sure he was real glad that he could show your dad around the farm, and he'd be more than happy to show Big Mama around. He's actually a really good farmer, and I'm glad that he's out there on the farm. I guess Rose and Clint are making out all right. Let me know how they're doing. I'm sure everything will work out for the best. If you have Ann and Stanton's address, I'd like to have it. I'll drop them a line sometime. Let me know how they're doing. Nancy and Scratch, well, I don't guess I'll be getting down to Saigon. I'd like to write him if he could send my address, and I'm glad that you and Nancy are going to be able to get together. But whenever you're driving, be real careful on the roads, because you're in a lot more dangerous situation on the U.S. highways than I am over here. Sounds like the boat in the dock is coming along real well. I'd like to be there to help your dad and enjoy the good skiing. Tell Jim and John hello for me. I'd like for them to go with you when you go skiing so you won't get hurt. I'm glad you finally found you a buddy to run around with. You never did mention the Bates girl's name. I'm glad that Brother Mike felt the way he did about our engagement. He's really a great man, and I think a lot of him. I'd like to see you go to Friona to the whenever Mike goes up for the hand wedding. I'll talk a little bit about the china. I wouldn't be able to pick up the china until I go to Okinawa, and that won't be until I get ready to get out and Vietnam and go home. Whenever I go on R&R, we will fly from Da Nang to Guam and then on to Hawaii. We won't be going back through Okinawa. So we'll have plenty of time to talk about it in February and decide what we want to do about that. About your new roommate, Jamie, I'm sorry I don't know Jamie, but sounds like a pretty good girl, and I'd like to see old Shaw get in there with y'all. I guess Linda Brooks is going to try again at getting married. Poor girl, seems like she sure has a hard time. Glad to hear that Gary and Gore are doing all right, and I guess you pulled their leg a little bit about the price, but I guess Jan, Mishner, and John are having it pretty rough right now. Glad to see old John did finally get his degree, even though he didn't get to finish school, and I hope the bar exam ain't too bad on him whenever he gets back. You'll have to tell the Caraways hello for me, Gary and Sylvia, and your new principal, and tell him I really appreciate everything he's doing. About the stainless, I sent the money. You can do whatever you want to about it. Go ahead and send it in, and we can keep it and probably use it for a gift sometime or something. You never can tell. We may use it ourselves. Tell the mailman hello for me, and I'm thinking about him and appreciate everything that he's doing. About the sending slides and prints, you can go ahead and send the slides and prints if you want to, but be sure and put the small piece of paper between each slide and each print, because they do have a tendency to stick together when they get in this wet wet country with the humidity so high. Bad about your picture of the chipmunk not turning out, but I would like to see all your slides, and I found a slide projector today, so I'll get mine sent over soon. It's pretty funny about your friends that you counseled at camp coming by the house. Seems like you left yourself wide open there. I commented in one of my letters about this. I never did pick me up a watch in Okinawa, but I brought one of my older watches, and that it keeps real good time, fairly. But actually, we don't even need a watch over here. One day is just like any other day. You get up when the sun comes up, and you go to sleep when a couple hours after it's already set. Let me know what you hear about the Hawaiian punch. Well, I'll try to close out this side, and I'll talk to you a little more personally on the other side. After you've run this reel through, you can just pick it up and turn it over, and you can play the other side. I'll try to put about 30 minutes on the other side also. It's kind of funny just talking to the mic here, but I guess I'll get used to it later. I hope I haven't rambled on too much here. I've tried to pick out your letters and made little notes here and gone down through and commented on everything that's happened. It's a little different feeling being over here and reading and hearing about different things that happen in the States. As you know, you're engaged to a Marine, and my job is over here for right now. Oftentimes, I'm plagued by the first article in our code of conduct. I want to fulfill trust given to me by the Corps. I'm a United States Marine prepared to serve in the forces which guard our country and our way of life. I'm prepared to serve in that defense, so help me God. With all the time and the money that's been spent on my training, I feel like that it's the least that I can do is come over here and help defend our good country back home while y'all can live in freedom. In just the short time that I've been over here, I've had opportunities to see and what communism has done and what it will do if we let it go on. I don't want to see this happen to the States, and I don't want you to ever see it happen. Well, I'll stop this side of the tape and run it on out, and you can just pick it up and turn it over and put it on the other side, put the empty tape on, the empty reel on the other side, and I'll try to fill up the other side. It's been kind of difficult. I didn't know how it'd work out, but it seemed to be working out pretty good so far. I thought I'd have a hard time talking for that.